Good afternoon and welcome to the Willow Rivers podcast. I'm Ben Jeffries of Willow Rivers Wealth. And today we're going to be looking at what's going on in the financial markets, discuss some of our new projects, and generally take a look at where we are with all things alternative investment. So where are we now? It is the 10th of February as I record this, and we have just seen what I think is a little bit of history in the making. Elon Musk yesterday announced that Tesla has just bought over $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. Why is that important? Two reasons. Elon Musk is one of the most influential men on the planet when it comes to pretty much everything, really, these days. Finance, space travel, cars, renewable energy. You name it, this man's got hands in many pies. And so when he decides that his company is going to invest a large sum of money into Bitcoin, you have to listen. But it also means that other companies may start following suit. And you'll see more of companies' balance sheets going into Bitcoin. What does that mean? That means people have to buy. It means higher demand. It means the price of Bitcoin goes up. And it also means that Tesla will start accepting Bitcoins, which is fairly newsworthy in itself. So if you've got whatever it costs now, 60, 70,000 for a top-end Tesla in your account, either through legitimate or ill-gotten gains in some cases, then you can go out and buy yourself a shiny new Tesla under the radar. So, you can see why he's done that. You can see the market potential that that brings. The price shot up 20% on the day, went up another 5 or 6% the next day, and will continue to go up as it goes nearer to $50,000 per Bitcoin. And once that psychological barrier gets broken, we'll see a lot more buying, and that will smash through that fairly quickly. So that bodes well for crypto. That's probably the most interesting thing that's going on this week. Last week, we obviously saw the Reddit masses influence and manipulate stock prices. Not sure really where I stand on this. Stock manipulation's not really acceptable, whether it's from Wall Street or whether it's from a collection of individuals. When a price of the stock goes up and comes down, there are winners and there are losers. And it's generally the retail investors last in who get their fingers burnt following these trends. So do I think it should be regulated? It's a difficult thing to regulate with social media. But I wouldn't be following that particular trend too closely. You may get lucky and you may get a few on the way up, but you're equally likely to get caught on the way back down. So I would steer clear of that. So what have we got here at Willow Rivers at the moment? Well, we've just completed the first of our property development projects that we mentioned in our last podcast. The development of row of terrace houses has been fully funded. We are just waiting for the solicitors to come back and just confirm the title. And then we'll be drawing down on the bank finance and starting the construction. Looking at 6 to 8 month build time, and our investors will be getting 18% return on investment on their money for that project. So that one's now done and fully subscribed, and we're about to launch the next one. I'm just waiting this week for the full evaluation, but I've got the numbers in front of me. We're going to be raising $295,000 for a really nice little commercial project into residential on basically Margate. So I don't know if you know Kent, the town on the seafront there called Broadstair. Again, same principles, lending money for the equity part to trigger the bank finance, buy the asset. Asset comes with a second charge after the bank. We build the project out, again, looking at 6 or 8 month build time, very quick refurbishment, putting in 5 units into this commercial block, and then we won't be selling it, we'll be refinancing it at the new valuation, which means quick repayment of investor funds and more security because we don't have to rely on the sales market and end sales. If there was a lockdown or if the prices had fallen, that isn't a factor. We just go to the bank, take the new valuation piece of paper, they give us the money and investors get paid back. So it's one less thing that can go wrong, which is a nice way of protecting and giving our investors more confidence. We'll also offer a debenture over the development company if clients want belt and braces approach. So again, that's 15% return on investment. We're accepting investments from 50,000 and upwards on that one. We've already got the first 50, looking at likely to get another 200 this week. So that leaves just under 45,000 left to raise on that one. So again, if you're interested, get in touch. It's also on the website, www.willowrivers.com. You can see more details on there. So what else is happening? Crypto is, at the moment, it's proving so profitable to actually speculate on the price of crypto. We're not doing a great deal with the crypto mining at the moment. That's, I think, will prove more popular when the market goes into reverse and we see a bit more of a bear market. At the moment, most of our clients are just buying and speculating on crypto. I think the next big move and the next thing we're going to be looking at is the fintech market and the DeFi, decentralized finance. We've touched on it before, but essentially DeFi is leveraging your Bitcoins or to invest as you would do in a normal setup. So invest your Bitcoin and get a yield, basically creating a yield from your crypto assets. And this has been made possible by a number of different apps, or dApps as they're called in this space. And you can say upload your Bitcoin to these platforms, and then they will loan those Bitcoins back out to other individuals, and you can get a return on investment. The returns are pretty good. You know, double digits are quite common in this space at the moment. You can question how secure systems are, but I mean, they're obviously using the blockchain, so they should be fairly secure. I'm sure there'll be some projects that are going and falling foul, so I wouldn't be putting all my money in this one basket just yet. But if you're looking to create a yield from your Bitcoin, as a lot of our clients now are, this is a nice way of getting into that. We'll be looking at more examples of how and who we should be using, but if you go on to Binance, there are a selection on there, and you can do your own research and see where you can create an income from your Bitcoin holding. So outside of that, the vaccination is being rolled out across the UK pretty rapidly at the moment, and rather more slowly across Europe. That's going to have a nice positive impact on pretty much everything again. Tourism industry will hopefully begin to pick up again. Lockdowns will ease. You'll start seeing more money moving around the economy again. And I think confidence will begin to rise. So optimistic about the opportunities that are going to be coming up over the next few months. There's talk of the Roaring Twenties coming back. I've just written a blog on that on the website. If you go to the blog section, and you can find out about why you should be bullish about the Roaring Twenties at the moment. So we've touched on property development. I think that's going to be our key focus this year. Property sector is going to fly this year, as there's a lot of pent-up demand, a lot of money will be looking for a home, and property is always one of the first places that investors go to. Touching on the vaccine, Cambridge. It was our big success story at the beginning and to back end of last year. That hasn't changed. AstraZeneca are obviously in the headlines every day for their vaccine. Their headlights are in Cambridge. Headquarters are in Cambridge. We've got a project just 5 minutes walk from their headquarters. It's a service department complex that's still available for investors on a profit share basis. We're going to be doing more stuff in and around Cambridge. And we've also got our biomedical fund, which is a Cambridge-centric fund for targeting startups, biotech, meditech, in that area. And I say it's a key focus. The UK is throwing so much money, globally they're throwing so much money at COVID research, and every new strain, such as the South African or the Brazilian or all these things need researching, and this is where the money's going. This is where your cash ends up. Research, lab space, technicians, scientists. And where does that focus itself? Cambridge. And these people will all need somewhere to live and spend their money. So, yeah, Cambridge is a great story. A really, really strong story. I mean, it's globally, it's probably one of these success stories of COVID, if there is such a thing. So keep in touch on that one. We're very bullish on the prospects of Cambridge, both from a property and from a Meditech perspective. We've also been doing some stuff around the artificial intelligence sector, we've got a fund, an artificial intelligence fund, which is doing very well, actually. It's 20% its average for the last, since 2017. So it's had 4 years, come at 4 years now. It's a piece of software that uses AI to identify AI, which means you're using the world's smartest computers to identify stocks with the most growth potential. Those growth potential stocks are then analyzed by a panel of AI experts, and they produce a weighted index, and you can invest in that index through us. It's quite a nice project, actually, because the money never actually leaves your trading account, so it's very transparent. You simply have to use a specific trading account, and then an algorithm will do all the trading for you, and so it'll keep you like a robo-investor to make sure that you're buying and selling the right stocks every month to keep up to date with the portfolio. And say, to date, managed a 20% return on investment, so well worth a look. Get in touch and we can send you a brochure on that one. So looking at all those factors combined, property, biomedical, renewable energy, crypto, artificial intelligence, 2021 is going to be a busy year. I think we've got a year bull run on the crypto before we see any major correction. So fill your boots with all things crypto. Definitely have some DeFi, either investing through it or investing in the apps that do it. Definitely have some Bitcoin. Definitely have some Ethereum. Ethereum, obviously, the main powerhouse that runs the blockchains and the DeFi networks. And I think you're going to see the sort of money that's been going into the Bitcoin market going to the DeFi market next. The more institutional money piling into Ethereum, and these lesser coins will be, there'll be some real winners there with, talking thousands of percentage growth potentially on some of these smaller DeFi apps if they do what they're supposed to do successfully. And get in touch. Let us know what you're up to. If you are sourcing projects or you want some advice on where to invest, let us know. If you want information on any of our projects, let us know. Keep an eye on the blog, keep an eye on the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, get in touch and join that. You can, bottom of all the website pages, you can simply put your email address in there and you'll get all the latest news and project launches. Please subscribe to the podcast. Keep up to date there. We try and do one every month or so. And keep in touch, keep safe, look after yourselves. Hopefully we will all be out back enjoying a normal life fairly soon as a result of artificial intelligence, biotech, and the COVID vaccinations. Okay, thanks again. We've been Willa Rivers. Cheers. Bye.